Welcome to 4th and 10 right here on 4thdistrict.com, SoundCloud, iTunes. Every listener, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Three comedians, 10 topics, the unofficial podcast of craft beer. So that was a big get for us, unofficially. Thanks, craft beer. My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I am Owens. Starting it off with the NBA on NBC theme, which may be one of the best sports themes ever.
Nah.
That's not top four for you, top four or five?
I mean, obviously it's four sports, so each one sports get one. That's what a weird top.
David Perdue, what's your number one sports theme?
Probably this
of all
weekend
time?
Baseball.
All right.
That's iconic, but I like baseball.
That's true. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Yo, that song reminded me, like, I was just imagining myself in church socks, because you always hear it. Because you always hear the song Sunday morning, like Sunday afternoon, you get back from church, catch NBA on TV, NBA on NBC, watching them with shorts, and then my church socks for some reason. I always have my church socks on.
So. Yeah, you don't need to change out of church socks.
No, I like church socks.
Yeah.
Breezy. Make me feel faster. I used to play basketball in church socks.
Ugh, that's, no. That's gross.
No, it's not.
Taman Sumner, your opinion
on
church socks.
I don't call them church socks, but I do understand what you're saying. I didn't have that much money. What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here. Get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR. We got another good one for you. We say it every week, and we mean it every single week.
When have
week.
We been wrong?
That's probably been a time we haven't talked about, but yeah. We don't bring those stories up.
I think we went 115 for 115.
Nah, I'm not
right
that
now.
Confident in myself.
There you go, Nate.
You haven't even heard them all. You haven't heard any of this podcast.
I
you
have
can't
been
judge
in 99%
it.
Of them, bad boys. And I walked out a few times like, good set, guys. Oh, shucks. They're not going to stay with us.
Did you get that?
Like week 8? Episode 8 through
12. Yeah, we was here 8. If you was here at 8, we salute you.
Yes. If you from 8 and you still here.
You're a better person than me.
Yeah. It would take money for me to go back and listen to like those first 10 to 20. Yeah, that's like the, hey man, sounded good.
Yeah. You're still doing this, huh?
Hey,
wow.
Keep at it. Keep at it.
I feel like Nate was like a butterfly now, but back then he was like this awkward moth. That just kind of would show up.
Just a progression.
That should be the next bumper of the next show, is just Nate introducing the first show.
Oh, no, please, no.
Please. I'd like to make that vote.
Oh, gosh.
I'll definitely go pull some audio.
Just, it's just Nate.
My first set from comedy is still on YouTube, and I hate it. I can't get it down.
Why not?
Who posted
there's
it?
A way to get
one
it
one of
down.
My friends posted it. I've reported it.
There's another. We talk off air. There's another way to get down.
If
you really want it down.
Nah, you got to post that currently. Like, post it on a page. Like, look what I just did. And then see who likes it and then eliminate it from your life.
Immediately. Get rid of them. They're liars.
I might do that myself. Find
you
my first
don't
one.
Need liars in your life. Oh, you're going to bring back ma'am, sir?
Yeah. Don't fight. I really did eliminate from my life from that first one. Like, man, that was great. I never trust you.
Did you fall? Were you on the
I
ground?
Fell down. I had an act
David
out.
Had
fell.
An act out the
where
first time on.
Wow. I fell on the ground.
On the ground?
Fell down on the ground. This is a great joke. I'm going to bring that joke back. Yeah, I think I'm bringing that joke
this
all
the
time.
This cat fell on the ground, ladies.
Fell on the ground.
And it had to get back up.
Had to get back up. Whoa. Man, that tape is interesting.
Can you?
I had a skull caps that you wear, but it had a bill on it.
I
had that. I had
skull
that on my
cap
head.
With the bills.
I had that on my
two
head.
2 for $15 at the gas people station,
like,
bro.
Enough people were like, where's the crack that you're selling? That's how I felt like you.
Because that's. Just a sweet boy from The Wire. Just,
yeah, look at this guy looks like his hat says The Wire, but his face says Sesame Street. I don't know what to think about this guy.
Oh, boy. Just, got yo, good crack. He's a sweet boy. So
yeah,
good crack.
This crack is only for adults. I don't sell it to adults.
No.
Give you a fair deal.
I'm trying to break even. I'm a good guy.
Let's do it for fun. I'll do it to meet people.
Yeah.
What's we got a review this week?
I do have a review.
What we got?
This review is from C Spald 90.
Okay.
The title is The Best Sports Podcast Since Nate. Why do I keep getting dot dot dots and I don't know how my phone won't allow? Or anyway. I don't know what since Nate what. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it says this is in July. He wrote it in July. So this new, what I'm about to say is a little old. Anyway, he says, I got a new job. Well, I guess now it's an older job. Mm-hmm. I got a new job with a shorter commute and started to resent the job. Oh, resent the job change because I had less time to listen to 4th and 10. My favorite sports podcast by far, and even when I don't care about listening for sports news, I listen because I can count on getting consistent, all caps, deep belly laughs, two exclamation points. Mm. It goes on.
Oh.
saving for a trip to Atlanta just to catch the crew live. Ooh. If you like your friends and family, share this podcast with them. On top of all that, it's the only sports podcast that my wife is cool with me playing in the car for more than 15 minutes at a time because these guys even make sports convos fun for those who aren't the least bit interested in sports.
There it is.
We be trying to tell.
We don't stick to sports.
This is the. I almost feel like I wrote this. Like Dave, I paid somebody for this.
I was about to ask you, how much did you pay Mike?
I paid no one. First of all, if you know Mike, you can't make him like me. All the money in the world can't make him like me.
Happy birthday to Mike, by the way.
Yeah, happy belated to that dude. I don't know who C-Spawled is. I don't know if we've met you yet. Thank you, sir. But we appreciate it. I don't know what you're saving to come where you're coming from. We can come to you.
Hey.
You let us know where you're at.
Come on, man.
We'll come to you.
We're trying to make that work.
But yeah, appreciate that.
Definitely, man. Rate, review, guys. We appreciate all the kind words. That was pretty good.
And it was five stars.
And it was five stars. We appreciate y'all listening, man. This made me feel good for the rest of this podcast. Yeah. Man, I'm feeling good.
Good.
Let's get into this.
Let's jump right into it. We're going to, number one topic, NBA season starting tonight. So if you're hearing this on Wednesday, last night. Cavs and Celtics are playing in the first game, which of course you guys all know the drama between LeBron, Kyrie, all that fun stuff. Here's what we're talking about. The Cavs are planning on honoring Kyrie Irving before the game starts with a video tribute.
So I just got a text from Mike, speaking of which, he said, I can tell you right now, he just got booed.
Yes.
When he got the ball.
So he gets booed. So what adds to that is they had that plan. Irving said, I believe last week, Boston is a really major city. Coming from Cleveland, the Midwest, where the culture is different, and then you move to the East Coast into Boston, and it's so real and alive.
You can't say all that.
He also called it a real sports city.
They're both real sports cities, just only one of them wins. There's a different. Like Cleveland is a real sports city, mainly because that's all they have, but they just don't win. Boston's a sports city that just wins. It's both sports cities.
So, let me just be off top. First, I'm very excited about this NBA season for many reasons. They had a great offseason. Very intriguing. We'll get to some predictions in a second. But I am not a fan of this video tribute at all.
No.
Couple reasons why. One, it's too soon. Brother, you just left, and you just trashed us, and you was trying to be disrespectful to us low-key. Personally to LeBron, who's our anchor, as well as to the organization, then to the fans last week or whatever. And then, you just left. Like, give that a little time to breathe. Come back at the end of the season, next season, in a few seasons. So it's still very fresh. It's the first game of the season. I don't want to talk about anybody old. I don't want to reminisce. I want to look at old highlights of you dunking with LeBron. I don't want you crossing over. I don't want to see that shot you hit to win the finals 2 years ago. I don't want to see any of that right now, because right now you are the enemy. This is the first game of the season. We're trying to get momentum. We got a new team. Trying to build new chemistry, and I don't want anything to do with the old. So I think it's too early. The second thing is, I just like, if you're not with us, you're against us. LeBron said that. I've always been a big fan of that to the most degree. I'm just like, right now, you Boston, baby. You green and white. So I'm not finna salute you right now. You come back when you're 39 and we hang your jersey up or something like that. But right now, you're a new ex. Why am I going to CC's with you and you a new recent ex? You gotta let that bad boy breathe. You can't get a $5.99 buffet, and we just broke up 2 weeks ago. That's all I'm saying, man. You ain't get my piece of money.
It's like they broke up with him and then they shared like a Facebook memories video.
It was like, hey, you remember this? That was a good time.
What if? Here's why I like it. What if it was a bad video?
If it was a bad video,
like bloopers?
No. So like, what if it was just like a whatever? Like, because my thing is this. If you don't show a video, it's like, oh, you're thinking about me, because you know I was just here. You're not gonna show nothing. You're thinking about me. Show them a video. Have certain players still on the team. Like, say stuff in the video that he only knows that they don't mean it, because he knows their relationship. Like LeBron said something very like nice about him, even though LeBron's only ever said anything mean about that specific thing. Like just mental stuff that only him and the team will know. I don't know. Other than that, this makes no sense to be like, hey, you remember what happened literally less than 6 months ago?
He went 4 seasons without LeBron. Let's be clear. He is, first flag, he is an all-star player and in many people's eyes, a superstar. Not going to knock that. However, y'all didn't win much without LeBron. You come, you get 1 out of 3 with LeBron, and then you leave in his manner. It just doesn't make sense. It really is, to me, it's this ex who, I think we just kind of hit like, it's just like, hey, boo, like, we're going to go out separate. But then, like, they kind of, like, disrespect you on the way out. And then you're like, all right, well, you know, it's Thanksgiving coming up. Won't you just come through and, you know, Papa still want to kind of, you know, see you one more time. And it's like, what? No, we just broke up at Halloween. Get out of my face. I don't have time to miss you.
Oh, snap.
You know what I'm saying?
So, is this true?
But everybody should get booed, though. When you leave and go to another team, you should be booed for sure. That's just how it goes.
I just read a post. Somebody said Hayward broke his leg. Is that real?
Is this Gordon Hayward? What? Guys, we're getting live news right now on this phone here.
Now, you know it's a real podcast because we just said, hey, is this real?
Is this a fake?
Wait.
Is this a fake mess? We're all looking at our
phones. My brother just texted me. Hold on.
We're giving live. Uh-oh.
He said, if y'all still talking about the NBA, Gordon Hayward just broke his leg probably.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that just happened.
Kyrie is like, is it too late?
Everybody praying for Gordon Hayward.
Kyrie is coming back from halftime in a Cavs jersey. Like, oh, I didn't mean that.
No.
This is crazy, bro.
This is exactly what Kyrie
wants. This is what
wants.
You wanted, Kyrie.
You want to be the man. Now the second best scorer on your team's gone.
Game one.
Game one. Goodness. It's 8:22. It's in the first half.
Bruh, that is crazy.
Take backs.
Whoa.
All right.
Jinx. So real quick, let's get into a couple predictions.
Everybody knock on wood real quick. Let's just not
do that. We don't stop bringing in that silly stuff. So that's a whole other topic. That's gonna be my top 10 soon. God dog it. Silly stuff like that. Don't open that umbrella inside. All right. Real quick predictions here.
It's pointless.
Unless it's a 3-year-old and you're not turning on the TV, then you can do whatever you want to do. So real quick, predictions before we get into the season here. Real quick, just we started the season off. Me and David were correct who were going to win the finals last year.
Yes.
We had the Warriors win in a certain number, and they beat both of us because they won in 5, but they still won.
Right.
Nate is still wobbling in defeat. Real quick, just give us NBA finals predictions, and if you can, the MVP. If we get time to talk about stuff another time, we will. But think about it for a second. Yeah. Who's winning? A lot of big changes happened this season. Who is winning the NBA finals this summer? And then who do you think is going to be the 2017-18 most valuable player? Get in there. Go ahead.
I've got the Cavs winning this year.
Cavs in.
I wish I was first.
I'm going to say Cavs in 6.
Against?
Warriors.
Okay.
So Cavs in 6 against Warriors. My MVP is LeBron.
Okay. All right.
LeBron.
Dave, you close us out.
Yeah.
My MVP for this year is actually Kawhi Leonard. I think Kawhi is going to continue to excel his game. I mean, he's phenomenal, and he's going to have to now, I feel like, more than ever, even though LaMarcus Aldridge has got a bunch of money. I think he's still going to have to carry the team more than ever as the team continues to get older, but they stay amazing. But the finals, I've got the Warriors in 6 against the Cavs as well. Warriors in 6 against the Cavs. Kawhi Leonard MVP. David Perdue, who we got real quick?
All right. Everything tells me the Warriors should win it because I saw how the last one went, and it was pretty convincing. I'm going to say the Cavs winning 7.
Okay. Against?
All right. Against the Warriors.
Okay.
Because I can't see someone of LeBron's caliber losing again in the finals.
So I'm saying,
so
anytime he goes to the finals again, you're saying he's gonna win?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying like he can't keep losing to them like this. Like they go tit for tat. Uh-huh. Like the
boom,
Warriors,
boom, back.
They added up. He added up. I think I hope Derrick Rose is healthier. You know,
we're talking if everybody's healthy.
If everybody's healthy, right?
That's just the best way to do it.
I feel like he has a better team.
Oh, for sure.
Now than
better
he did
team.
Last year to face the Warriors.
Fact. Mm-hmm.
Part of me is very NBA conspiracy ish, but it's just like yo, they're not gonna let him keep losing in the final. Like, that's gonna be end up being his legacy, mm-hmm. that he kept losing in the final. Mm-hmm. He gotta get one more. So my brain just won't allow me to just think that he gonna lose again.
I got you. Dan, your MVP?
LeBron.
LeBron, you're going to LeBron. Dan, who you got taking it home this year real quick?
Golden State in five.
Golden State against Cavs? Mm-hmm. Who you say is gonna be the MVP this year?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. That was my second pick. I feel like he wants to get another regular season MVP. Yeah. All right. You heard it here first. Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you think is going to be. I'd love to kind of, you know, dismantle your nonsense if it's wrong. So hit us up and let's see what's going on. Let's keep it moving and staying with the second topic now in the NBA. Your boy, Steph Curry, has a fetish, says his wife. She was on The Real recently with a bunch of great women. And she goes on to say that my husband really loves. I don't know what's funny. My husband really loves. My husband really loves.
You can't just throw that word around. Women or not, I don't care. It's some bad women out there. We got to talk about it. Everybody ain't great.
These are facts.
My mama great. They great too. No,
everybody is not. Everybody mama ain't great.
Everybody mama, my mama great.
Aisha Curry, she goes on to The Real. She says that my husband really loves my feet, right? And then she goes on to say, so when he says to send nudes, he gets a picture of my bare feet. That's what she says. She does go on, just to be fair, to say that she was joking. However, nobody's talking about that. What we are talking about is that all jukes have truth. That's what we're talking about. She goes on The Real. No one's going to be broadcast. And she makes a funny joke, which also has some truth in it, about him having a foot fetish. One, we're going to talk about the fetish. Two, we're going to talk about him putting him on blast about sending his wife asking for nudes. That's just a personal thing I want to talk about because I find that funny. Foot fetish off top. Right, we've talked about feet a little bit. We talked about bathwater, but let's just get right to it. Do you have a fetish of yourself right now, Nathan Owens and David Perdue? Right
about
now,
like feet.
Oh, you know this is an honest podcast, it guys. Is. We've been real honest over the last year and a half. No, not feet. Okay. In general, you say, "Yo, man, if we're gonna use the F word, we're gonna throw out fetishes." Right.
I don't think I fetishize anything.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think I like
things. An array. You like a buffet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like a gamut.
Yes,
a gamut of things. There's no things.
Yeah.
You got a fetish?
Smart women.
Smart women. That's a fetish.
Fetish.
It's just like smart, strong,
this
like
isn't
independent.
The SATs, man. This isn't.
It is. It is for me right now. These kind of things are the biggest questions of.
Nate, that's not what you told us. You said you like big toes,
big toes, big Japanese toes, bro. That's what you said you like. Dipped in a little Cheerio that hits the pinky toe and just kind of dangles a little bit.
Lying to these people.
That's it. This cat over here talking about fetish. Fetish is an interesting thing to me, right? Just because I feel like fetishes are never normal. I'm like, what is a normal fetish? You know what I'm saying? Like, what legit? Every time I hear somebody use a fetish, it's always something. Like, one time I knew, not personally, but I saw, like, some report or something about men who were really in falling in love with girls who let them lick their elbow. Right? Like, I was like, who made a mistake one day and a girl accidentally bust him in their face? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I want that all the time.
I need more of that.
Oh, I want the elbows all the time.
You mean tell me elbows always tasted like this?
We could just make out.
No, boo.
Give me that bow.
Give me that bow.
I hate that voice in my ear so much. If you're gonna do that again, you've got to tell me to take my headphones off. If you're gonna do that voice again,
give me that bow.
That's just the first. I don't have a fetish myself. I don't believe as well.
Feet are just gross.
Like, that's not true.
That's a bit much.
They have a whole industry to like clean
them.
When you got
some cute little pedicure cute little toes. Smells sweet with a little.
I feel like
cucumber melon.
I feel like you never seen a woman's foot like for real. Like I feel like you don't look at girls' feet if they have like tennis shoes on. Yeah, there we go.
You can talk
a nice
New
Balance.
That's what I like.
Yeah,
nice smart nice independent woman in Asics.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's one. That's question else, one. Question two. Sending news to your wife. I'm asking your wife to send news. You think that's fair?
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You on the road?
He is on the road. Two shots.
Yeah, I hear. You know.
Two.
I thought it was funny that she was like, when he sends news, I send my feet. First of all, you don't. You know you don't.
Got your apron on.
Yeah, you got your apron on and nothing else. And you sending him news and stuff. We all know
who
this.
Ain't
Aisha. Y'all got kids coming all day, every day. I know. Yeah, come on now. You're lying.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. What I got in the kitchen cooking up. Just got pot. Just holding up pot pans. A little wooden spoon.
Just got a little pot roast. Just a little pot roast in your belly.
Yeah. Just holding a pot roast. like a scene from Austin Powers. She's got two melons or something like that.
You're causing some man to stumble right now.
Oh, my bad. Don't be looking at Aisha like that. She's taken for it.
She is taken. Yes. And if this is making you stumble, you need to go pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't listen to my talk about pot roast in their belly button.
Yeah. Yeah. You got bigger problems than us.
That's your word, bro.
Yeah, not going to lunch.
All jokes aside, if I walked in my house and Couture was wearing an apron and pot roast was in her belly button, I'm leaving, bro.
I'm not supposed to be here right now.
David gave you that good crack call. I gotta get out of here.
That crack was too effective. Yo.
Can't get gravy on the sheets.
You not done cleaning? What's going on? I'm just mad.
Oh, I just know if I walk in and I like smell like pot, I'm gone. It's be like, all right, I guess I'm sleeping in my car tonight.
You don't know, Nate lives with us, my family, bro. We definitely got to cook some gravy soon.
Like, I'm sleeping in my car tonight. That's what I'm doing.
He walks up the stairs, it's just like gravy on the steps. It's like a trail of gravy. Nate's like, oh, that's a sign.
He put a gravy boat on his pillow when he wakes up.
I gotta go.
With a clown holding the gravy. Yeah.
He'll never sleep.
Yeah, be like, I'm done. I'm moving back home.
They would hate Thanksgiving from that point on.
Yeah. He'd walk in and say, Mom, I'm back. And he'd be like, is that gravy?
Mom, no.
Mom, no.
Mom, no.
Not you, too.
Yeah.
Mike out here still going.
Nobody likes dry pot roast. We need all this gravy for no pot roast. Just mad at gravy.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Aisha Curry, stop going on TV, though. What time you talking? It used to be good, and now it's just like, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Send Riley to talk. That's what we want to hear.
Gordon Hayward was taken out on a stretcher.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Yeah, broke his leg. Or ankle, potentially.
Broke his ankle.
That's crazy. He'll be back by the end of the season.
Potentially.
That's like eight to 10 weeks. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm not a doctor.
Let's keep moving. Next topic. Talk a little Twitter. Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, who is criticized all the time because he does everything wrong. His wife apparently had a Twitter account for the sole purpose of defending Roger Goodell. The Twitter handle was @4argument, and the name was Jones Smith. That's what it was. She called people silly. She scolded the journalist Jason Gay in August. Man, this is so my thing is like, A, do you think that you have anybody in your life that would make a fake Twitter to defend you?
Absolutely.
Who?
Actually, you know what I think about it? They wouldn't even do a fake one. They're like, I'm his auntie. Y'all better cut all that noise, because that's already happened. So yeah, I know those people exist. I think it's weird to put the fake one. Stand by your words.
And the name Jones Smith is like the one of the worst
alias.
It's such a bad fake name.
Yeah. You went last name.
Jones Smith.
Jones.
Who's first name Jones?
Anybody over 70? I'm not a fan. We talked about it before. I'm not a fan of these fake accounts. That's just me personally. When I get money, we'll see how I feel. But right now, I want you to speak. I want you to be bold enough as a person, A, or even somebody's spouse, to defend them, to defend their honor, to stand up for them. You know, again, this goes back to what I feel like, not just on the podcast, but in general, just this courage behind keyboards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, one, you're still behind the keyboard, so speak up and show your face. You know, but then to go through all the hassle of make sure you sign out. Sign in, and you got to remember two passwords. No, you know what I'm saying? You got to change your logo. You know what I'm saying?
You don't do that off of Twitter. You can just kind of just switch. What? I have to.
You count. Switch?
Yeah, you just switch.
That's too much work, man.
No, it's really very easy.
Mm-mm, that's too much thumb pressing. Joan, if she's Joan, she don't know how to use it that easy. She probably don't know how to switch back and forth. She probably still got a BlackBerry on her hip, Palm Pilot with a little pencil. But that's first problem. Second problem is, I don't know what, I think she used to be in the media. So it's like, really, boo, you know this ain't going to end well. You know, Jones Smith, that was your best?
Jones Smith
sounds like the librarian at your middle school that always gave you candy but didn't cut. You know what I'm saying? She ain't mess around. You know what I'm saying? I just see her like...
Jones Smith sounds like a piece of candy. You know, he's an old, hard candy.
Man, you got any more of those?
You got them Jones Smiths? You know, those are not too sugary, but sugary
Jones
enough.
Jones Smith. That's just an old name. She wasn't trying to hide. That's what I'm saying. She wasn't trying to hide behind Jones Smith.
No.
Like, she could have been like Tyrone, you know what I'm saying, McGillicuddy or something like that, to just kind of get people off the scent. You know what I'm saying? But she wouldn't.
I've been very suspicious of a Tyrone McGillicuddy. I'm like, I just ancestry.com, please. I just want to know where the Tyrone McGillicuddy's come
she
from.
She looks like a Joan Smith. That's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen a picture of her, but I imagine Roger Goodell's wife looks like a Jones.
She looks like a Joan Smith.
Also, like, at for argument. What a terrible. As if, like, there's any other purpose for this Twitter account than just for argument. And let's defend Goodell. I don't think I have any family members that would defend me. I think that's part of it.
You ain't got no family members? Yeah, that ain't true.
I could believe that.
No.
No, they would pile it on.
No.
We've seen them do this.
You've seen it. If they smell blood in the water.
I'm talking about on a serious matter.
On a serious matter. Yeah, your family is right or die.
On a serious matter.
They'll throw you out into the wolves, but if the wolves bite too much, they're like, all right, back up.
We bite.
You ain't going to get the bite.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I also don't think I have anybody that would do that would be on Twitter. I think that's also it. Yeah, I'm all by myself on Twitter, which is why I use it more than any other social media. True. You guys are like, why don't you post on Facebook more? Nah. Everybody's on Facebook.
I definitely got family that would do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That is a fact.
I got a few. If somebody come wrong, somebody pop up real quick.
Yeah. What you say something?
Like Shanika Smith says.
Yeah.
Real quick. People who don't even really get on Facebook, they get a notification. Yeah, they messing with...
Yeah, you know. Well, let me find out my. Yeah. I used to have an account and they log in for the first time in 10 years.
Shreveport.
Let me tell you about yourself.
Hotmail.
Right. I ain't logging in with an AOL account.
Netscape. Yeah. Do you guys have Juno? We had Juno.com.
Juno, Dogpile. We had all them bad boys. Yo, Net Zero. Everything used to be hot back in the day.
Zero.
Dial up. You know what it is. So do better. That's all we're saying, Joe Smith. Let's keep it moving. Moving on to the NFL. Talking jokes, talking commentary, also talking a little real stuff here. Probably, in my opinion, definitely top five play-by-play commentators. Al Michaels. I also throw up my boy, Pat Summerall. I used to love Pat Summerall back in the day. but he goes on... Monday night football game. What was it? This past week?
Mm-hmm. Sunday night.
Thank you. Sunday night football game. That's right. Giants against Broncos. Just to catch you up so you understand the context of what's about to happen. Giants are terrible this season. They were like 0-4 coming into the game. Broncos, really potentially really good team. Great defense, yada, yada. And so with the Giants having a terrible season, Al Michaels thinks it's always good. And he's got a little charm. I ain't going to knock him here. But today was not his day. He goes on and makes a terrible joke. And he says... that the Giants are coming off a week worse than Harvey Weinstein. That's what he said. I want that to just sit there for a second as you're driving, as you're ironing your clothes, as you're getting some coffee, as you're getting ready to go to bed. He said they're coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. Now, if you don't know, David's going to catch you up about Harvey Weinstein really quick here.
Harvey Weinstein is a Hollywood exec currently... basically is a predator, sexual predator. And apparently all of Hollywood knew it. And everybody's like, well, now we letting the floodgates out. We going to tell you people about it. So I guess he's hanging out with Woody Allen overseas now or something like that. I don't really know who he's hanging out with, but everybody's coming out against him. It sparked this big social media push about women and sexual assault, things of that nature. Point is, not a good joke.
No.
In very poor taste.
Who the boo?
Boo. I boo. First, Harvey Weinstein.
Boo you, yes, sir.
Boo you.
Boo to the death.
Boo you. Yeah, you can stay over in Europe or wherever you went to. Then boo Al Michaels. Why did you think that was funny?
That wasn't going to be a good one,
like,
Harvey.
They're having a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. You know who's having a worse week than Harvey Weinstein? All the women Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted.
Here's the thing. The Giants don't have any victims.
Yes.
Harvey Weinstein has, like, the term is victim.
Right.
For what he did. The Giants had, like, a few people get hurt. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're not out there ever cheering for, like, somebody like Odell Beckham to break. I think he broke his leg.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's gross. That hurts. I hate that for him. Mm-hmm. That's nothing. It's in the grand scheme of things, it is nothing. And to just throw it out there. Like, you're Jay Leno. Like, it's one of those, like, oh, you know, it's so hot outside. How hot is it?
Yeah, it was a bad joke. I feel like even... It also, if you make it real, it also kind of does with this whole movement, this Me Too movement and this women's movement. It basically mocks what these women have been talking about they're going through.
Yes.
And it just makes a terrible joke. So I'll use the next, I guess, 10, 15, 20 seconds. Just like, men, we have to be better. We have to continue to be better. Women, if you're paying attention, they are letting us know we have dropped the ball forever. And it is time for us to reclaim any sorts of decency that we may have and be like, hey, we're going to believe women and we're going to pay attention and we're not going to let little stuff slide.
We're going to take care of women.
We're going to take care.
Should have been doing from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Calling people out. Well, I forgot our hashtag a long time ago, but men got to be better.
Yeah,
you know
be better.
That's just a fact.
Yes.
No excuses for sure. Not a good joke, Al.
No.
Somebody talk to him if he don't have any comedic friends.
And also let me know, he probably was, I feel like at that point in the game, he was probably all drinking. I be believing people be up there drinking.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
But just from the suite.
Yeah, just
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
What do you think you're drinking up there, though?
Oh, something to make him say stupid stuff like that.
Guys, I just saw Gordon Hayward's foot.
You saw it?
No, why would you do that?
No,
don't do that. Don't you mess up this good podcast and talk about nothing crazy like this. Don't do it.
Look, my brother's been texting me. He sent me the video twice.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I told him to stop and he called me a baby.
No. Don't do
it's
it.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
You saw that dude from Louisville break his leg?
That was
worse than that?
It's worse.
But it was an ankle. It can't be worse.
No,
it's
ankles worse.
Break. Oh, went the other way?
He's sitting. His leg is pointing at the bench. It takes a hard left.
He got a 90 degree ankle. People are trying to go to work. People are trying to put their clothes on, get their kids off to school. We didn't got to talk about this.
Well, at this point, they already seen it.
Don't do that. No. If you're decent people, the spoiler alert, do not look at this.
What's
it's
the
like
next
a car
topic?
Accident, though. No, we have a minute and a half left. No, we don't.
We have moved on.
Steal
to the next topic.
Time from these people. These good, hardworking people.
Listen, we used a flag earlier, so we got good to go.
Next topic.
There it is.
Move to the NFL for a minute. Larry Fitzgerald was talking earlier this week. Adrian Peterson traded from the Saints, where apparently he was terrible, miserable. I think they handed the ball to him like twice. It wasn't a good situation for him. To the Cardinals, had an incredible game this week. Larry Fitzgerald came out and said, I wish he'd been here 11 years. I wish he'd have been here 11 years from the beginning. I'd have a Super Bowl ring already. Are you guys pro or against... I guess Larry Fitzgerald, a little bit of living in the past. Kind of bashing the organization.
Is he still with the team?
Who?
Larry Fitzgerald.
What?
Yeah.
I just assume he retired.
What? The man is still...
No, I know he was great. I'm just saying...
No, he is still great.
No, what I'm saying is like, why still play for the Cardinals? Get out of there.
Oh, I see,
quick.
I see.
They're not going to get you a championship.
The last 2 years, they've always kind of been, oh, here they come, here they come. So a couple things. One, I don't have to live with the past because I think it's accurate information. I think more than anything is admiration for how... solid AP is at this age, and then what we all know him to be as an amazing running back, one of the best in the game in his prime for sure. And then thirdly, I'm not knocking it. The 2 or 3 years when they had Warner, and even that first year with Palmer, Cardinals, that offense was rocking. They had a really good defense. They went to the Super Bowl, almost won the Super Bowl. Imagine having AP in his prime, Fitzgerald in his prime, Warner, who had a second prime almost, and then Palmer came back that first year and a half after he left the Raiders.
So it's Bolden definitely,
they had a team, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely like, and then, you know, Seahawks have been good, really good for about 4 or 5 years, so they would have had to compete, but they did make it to the Super Bowl with the Seahawks there as well. So I definitely think it is very valid to bring up. I don't think it's a disrespectful organization. I think it's more so anything admiring what AP still is able to do now. And hopefully it's more consistent because it's only been one game.
I don't have a problem with him saying it. I think everybody knows that he's needed help.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so I feel he's like, y'all know I needed help. Mm-hmm. Why don't y'all get me? Y'all brought me, first y'all brought me an old Emmitt Smith. Right? y'all brought me old Emmitt. Who else was their running backs? Older Chris Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now you give him old AP, but of course he had one good game.
Well, David Johnson was good, and then he got hurt.
David Johnson was good.
Everybody was like, all right, here we go, top five.
But by then, Larry Fitzgerald is, you know,
34
he's super old.
You know.
Nate. What are you?
Did you just see the video?
Nate just saw the video.
I didn't see it. My little brother.
It's almost like he threw up. He almost threw his phone. Listen. Like it was hot potato.
He almost threw his phone, which you can't afford to throw across the room. You saw it.
He sent me just an image of it.
Oh, what is it? See, Will, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, it's Will.
If you're listening to this, Will, that's disrespectful, man. Don't do that. This man has a weak stomach. He got to do with clowns and gravy. Leave this man be, bro. Let this man live life, okay? Let him enjoy his large Japanese pinky toes and be a man about his business, bro. That's what it's about right there. Well, I do want to give a shout out to seasoned men and women. I appreciate Palmer's 37, great game. I think Fitzgerald's 34, Peterson 32. Like, I always like to see people kind of, for lack of better terms, reinvent themselves when people kind of begin to count them out based off of age. Like, I love when I see, like,
I saw James Harrison.
He's James Harrison.
You know, I was in the game and said, why'd he give him a jersey? He ain't quit. No, he's still playing apparently.
I know.
6 downs a game.
A teacher at my first school was 43. Was in another profession, became a teacher first year, and just was loving life and was a great teacher, like just impacting the kids. And so shout out to anybody, regardless of your age, you know what I'm saying, still trying to make it happen, still chasing dreams, and ain't listening to no naysayers, for sure.
The Cardinals have been kind of like the retirement community of the NFL.
Arizona is a retirement community.
It's just like, hey, come play, you know, hey, we're in a dorm. Our grass goes inside and outside. Like, just come have a good time. We may stumble our way into a Super Bowl. Just have fun.
Nah,
I don't know. I think Larry Fitzgerald has needed help from the beginning, and I think anytime it has worked out, it's been accidental. I don't. I mean, with
like lightning
with
like, in the bottle, yeah.
Kurt Warner, that was lightning in the bottle. Just yeah, little stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't like players saying "what if" while you're still in a season.
You don't like that.
I'm not a huge fan of that. Cause
is it disrespect to the players there? Because none of them was probably on the team.
Probably not.
None of them were. It does feel like it's a little bit of like, I told you so to the organization.
Well, he probably did. They know.
That's what, true,
they gonna
too.
Fire him? Say what you want. You old. Larry Fitzgerald is the old man that don't got no time for nobody telling him nothing else.
When you're 34 as a receiver, brother, you gotta. Yeah, and he's still balling.
He's probably like, I done went through the middle too many times.
Too many times.
To be holding my tongue. I'm probably like, I done shook off too many concussions.
Come on, man.
For you to tell me what I can and cannot say. So I'm with it. I'm cool with it. Now, you all right over there?
Yeah. I am.
He's still looking at your phone. I stopped talking because I knew you was finna look at your phone.
I had to delete the message.
Delete the message.
I did. It's just, I don't know. It just,
ugh, don't do it. Don't send that
don't
to anybody
it.
Else,
Let's
guys.
Let's keep moving.
Let's keep moving, man. Next topic. Topic number 6. That's it. Your grandma's favorite topic. I wish some grandma would tweet you and just be like, that is
my
favorite topic.
Do we have any grandma's listeners?
Is there a Joan Smith listening to this?
Somebody play our podcast for your grandma.
Please.
And let us know what grandma's think.
Not this one, though. We talked about fetishes.
Let us know.
No, definitely
this one. She probably had a few fetishes in.
Poirot's. I don't know about no pie roast.
Ooh, you know, Blanche was a freak leak. Yes.
Don't do that to your grandma.
What about pies?
You see that bow?
Let's keep it moving. Your grandma was the first one with a bow. Okay, your granddaddy that bow, you know what to do.
Whoa, Blanche.
Whoa, Margaret.
This is the worst
episode.
Why
you gonna hold that bow, Margaret? You gonna hold that
bow. But you won't give me that bow again, baby. You won't give me that bow again. Like, like.
I have no idea what y'all are saying.
This is the worst thing in the world.
No clue.
This is so terrible.
Will you please translate whatever language you were just speaking?
Talking about them bows, Dan. Talking about them bow fetishes.
Elbows.
Old school loving them elbows.
Woo, guys. This is your grandma's favorite topic. Topic number 6. Nate, hate is back.
This,
Nate, what we hate on
this
week?
This conversation.
You love this.
Exactly.
Just like they love them both.
No, I let's. I'm gonna hate on a couple things. Number one, hate on Friday the 13th. That day is true. It's true. I didn't believe in it. So Damon, thanks to you for giving me confidence in these curses that don't exist. It does. Friday the 13th sucks. Also, I hate getting rear-ended by other cars. That's what I learned this week. A confirmed hate. I was like, I probably hate that. And then it happened. I got rear-ended, and I do hate it. Not only that, I hate the people that I was in the accident with.
Who are still in the hospital?
No, they're fine, I'm sure.
But they were still in the hospital. Okay.
They went to the hospital, but they were like up and like walking around. They were just a little were a little concussed.
Whose fault was it?
It was their fault.
All right, so you know, nothing to worry about.
No, I don't. But
and
then
you
again,
a new bumper.
Do what?
And you get a new bumper.
Probably. It should work out. Nate, I just know. At like this point, like I feel like I'm up 28-3 right now. That's literally how this accident is making me feel. It's that same like, don't do this. Don't be happy. So I get rear-ended. Apparently, two or three other cars were involved. We all pull over to the side of the road. They take the two guys that initiated the wreck to the hospital, so we can't exchange insurance information. So that's fun. That's perfect. So then I'm just left with just the worst people on earth. All of them are fine. So don't freak out that I'm just like these battered people that just got hit by a car. They're all fine. Four of them were just these idiot frat guys from Wisconsin that had a rental car with the renter's insurance. So they're fine. They call and the rental company's like, oh, we'll send a car for you, sir. We're so sorry that happened. So then they start high-fiving and making jokes, which at this point, any hate that I've had in my heart had manifested at that point. And so I'm like in front of my battered, beaten, poor car that like I've gone through so much with this car. I just put tires on it, a transmission, just everything. I've defended this car. I have. People have been like, that car sucks. And I'm like, don't talk about Shadowfax that way.
What name did you give your car?
My car's name is Shadowfax.
What is that from?
Lord of the Rings. It's the Lord of Horses. And like, it doesn't have cruise control.
Just when you think.
Say this.
There's nothing left for you to say that's crazy. Like, that's like.
You don't name your cars?
No, I do. I've named cars, sure.
Okay.
I'm not naming it something from, you say Lord of the Rings?
It's from Lord of the Rings.
You basically called your car a unicorn. You're like, mythical unicorn.
Is it because,
I will ride in you.
Is it because it only has one rear mirror? Like, unicorns have one horn?
It does have one mirror, and that just gives it character. I may accidentally get a mirror after this. I was thinking about that.
Just say it got knocked off in the accident.
Yeah, also I was 210 pounds before I got hit by a car. I didn't have psoriasis and I didn't have, you know, depression. So I'm hoping to get like a whole restart
out of this.
Being
sad on this podcast. Don't ask me your sadness. Hold that in.
The worst part of this. All right, so the EMTs come. All right, I'll start with this. You know the state farm people, like the quote hero people that just block a lane?
Yeah.
And you're always like, man, I don't know what you do. I'm sure you help. No, they just block a lane. They just block a lane, and then they sort of checked me out. And then one guy just said the most callous thing ever. As the guys are getting loaded to the ambulance, the guy goes, they hit you? And I was like, yeah. He goes, poof, your car must pack a punch. What does that even mean? What are you even saying? Like, two people have head injuries, and you're like, oh, man, but your car can fight. Like, it's a transformer or something. It's not. It didn't help me out.
It's not a transformer.
If it had been a transformer, this day would have been awesome.
It's a mystical horse or a unicorn, right? And then it's not a transformer. It's a unicorn.
And then this lady next to me, who apparently had a whole fleet of cars back at her house, so she's like, I'm fine, of course. Everybody else in the accident is fine with all these cars just hanging out at their house. She goes, she raises her hand when the EMT goes, is everybody okay? She goes, I bumped my nose a little bit, and I know it's going to be sore tomorrow. And the EMT goes, okay, would you want me to check you out, check you for a concussion, broken nose? She goes, no, I just, you know, I gave it a good bump. I gave it a good bump, and it's just, it's going to be sore tomorrow. I just know it. So he goes, okay.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I didn't know what anybody was supposed to do with it. Just feel, I guess, feel
you
sorry
didn't just
for
follow
her. Like, I have half a car left. I'm supposed to feel sorry for your stupid nose that's probably fine. So the EMTs all leave. Takes an hour and a half for the cops to get there, which is just crazy. He finally shows up. He lines us all up, and then he just hands us like this activity sheet to like fill out what happened in the accident. Because he's like, I don't have to talk to all y'all. And I was like, oh yeah, of course. Don't talk to us. You know, why do part of your job? That's ridiculous. So then he goes, is anybody injured? And this idiot lady raises her hand again and goes, I bumped my nose a little bit during the act. And I know it's going to be sore tomorrow.
Why she got to always sore?
I don't know.
This lady is like amazing to me.
No.
This is my favorite day of all time, just with that impersonation.
And then the cop goes, okay, well, did the EMTs check you out? And she goes, yeah, I bumped it good. And it's gonna be sore. Yes, that's what noses do. Also, that's what car wrecks do.
Like she's secretly asking for cocaine. Her nose is just a little sore.
Just need
a sore nose.
Has any of y'all ever had a sore nose before? Like, I can't think of a time that I woke up and I was like, sore nose.
I mean, I
not apart from like blowing it too much,
right?
Yeah, you know, I've had a basketball hit me in the nose. Mm. It sucks. Your eyes water up a little bit. You get made fun of for crying, and then you move on. Mm. Like it's not crazy. It's not the worst thing to happen to anybody in that accident. Also, I have half a car, you idiot. So then they're sorting this all out. I'm trying to get a hold. I've never done anything like this before, so I really don't know what the process is. I'm trying to get Progressive on the phone to talk to them, to just be like, hey, what do I do? Do I have stuff? Anyway, the tow trucks come, start taking cars away. I realize that I have like one roadside assistance for like the year, and my car can still move. Right. The back is smashed up. I don't have any lights on the right side, but it can still move. And the cop told me, he's like, you can't drive that home. So after stuff's getting sorted out, I like chase him down and just beg him. I just gave this impassionate plea. I didn't know I had this kind of passion in me. Mm. I was just like, sir, I have to drive this home. Like I told him, I was like, I just gave him my address. I was like, this is where I live. Like, I'm 4 miles away from my house. Like, please, like, it's been a big week. Like, I can't afford to tow. Like, I hit him with all this stuff. And he was just like, drive there and nowhere else. And then he starts walking away. And I was like, am I going to get pulled over? He just yells back without even turning around. He goes, drive there, nowhere else. And then just keeps walking to his car. So then I just make this, like, puttering, like, chitty, chitty, bang, bang drive, like, back to my house. Just waiting for something else to fall off or to get hit by a building or something. I don't know, like an anvil or a falling piano at this point. It was ridiculous. Don't rear end people.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Just pay attention. I wasn't even on. And then maybe not the worst part, but the part that pissed me off the most is I had a large Dr. Pepper from McDonald's. And when I got hit, my thumb went through the styrofoam. And so when the thumb came out of the styrofoam, it just all poured in my lap.
Why'd you take the thumb out?
Because I wasn't thinking at that point. I was thinking, let's get my car to the side. Let's get it out of the interstate.
Can't do nothing about that car. All you had at that point was the soda.
So I bet all those people thought I peed, too.
Oh, you had it on your lap?
It was in my lap. It was all over my lap.
They thought you got hit and just released yourself out of fear?
Is it candy walking on wet panties on, bro?
So that was like,
everybody's like, oh man, what happened, dude? You all right?
That's probably why people kept asking me if I was okay, because I looked like I just peed myself because I got rear-ended at 30 miles an hour.
Mm. Yeah, that lady with the sore nose went home and she was like, my nose is sore, but this kid he peed his pants.
Pee on my pants.
This poor child. Peter, he didn't even have anybody to come help. He was just, it was miserable. Mm-hmm. But now I got a minivan. So
there you go.
Hey, I got the parents' minivan.
Rolling.
It's the same minivan I drove for part of my high school career. So it's like we're reunited.
There we go.
And it's super weird and super gross. I'm just a 27-year-old single guy with a minivan and a car seat. That's just it.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
That's it.
It's going to be a fun week.
I'm sure that's a girl's fetish somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Can't wait to find a man.
No, we don't have to dig deep into that one.
Works hard. Got a van.
Has a responsible.
Already has a car seat.
No kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Van it.
The crew socks. If he has crew socks. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Getting hot in here. Does he love Marvel?
I'm using a tape deck again for the first time in my life. Also, my parents are listening. I don't care. They had the most terribly stupid presets. Mm. Like, it made no sense. It wasn't in any sort of order. They had a station on there 3 times.
Oh, no, that ain't good.
It was like, what was your thought process when putting, take time, take a minute out of your day and just put your presets in numerical order.
What if they just like to talk during the rides?
It doesn't make sense.
They don't want to listen to me.
They don't. I've been in cars with them. They don't like to talk.
Maybe because you around. Maybe that.
Let's wait till he leaves.
So you don't even have a real conversation.
Let's talk about what we want to talk about. Let's see that.
No. Those are real people that I interact with.
Listen, brother, you here for a reason, okay? You got a younger brother. What do you think was going on when you was doing elementary homework brother?
They went 4 for 4.
That's it.
And that was it.
Like a hood giving that gravy.
I'm done. Woo! I'm out of here.
That review set me on fire this afternoon, man. Really good.
We all feel too good.
Too good.
Let's, you know, guys, give us great stars, but don't give us those kind of reviews again. If this is what it's going to lead to,
those reviews get those kind of content. Keep sending those in.
You want this,
you know,
guys,
you like it.
We can go back just talking about sports. Just talking about, you know, in the third quarter, he threw a ball fourth and ten.
He caught it. Oh, and a touchdown happened.
Boring. Next topic. Because we're a worldwide podcast, we're going to talk about curling.
Ooh.
So congrats, Canada. You get a little bit of attention this episode. Canadian-born curler Aaron McEnroe Savage, which I think that's one of Roger Goodell's wife's names, is Aaron Savage. She was trying to fly American Airlines, needed to get a bag checked with all of her curling equipment in it. Apparently, there's a discount on American Airlines for sports bags. And so when she goes to get it checked, she tries to get the discount, and the agent told her, you don't get the discount because curling isn't a sport. She said it's in the Olympics. Didn't happen. Said it wasn't an elite sport like golf. Congrats, Dan. Golf made the American Airlines list. So she had to pay a fee of $150 to check the bag full of curling clubs. Stone. I know it's called a stone, and then I'm sure Canada has some fun name for the brooms. It's probably called like a sweepery, you know, something like that. So are you guys okay with American Airlines agents judging what is and isn't sports?
Yo, let them on there. The curling is a sport, American Airlines. What are you doing? We need to, that's a sport we need to be winning. We need to be asking Canada how they keep doing it. It's another sport we hadn't conquered. I'm not for American Airlines here. And I hope their company takes a big hit financially for the discrimination that they've had against curling. And therefore, prices drop down tremendously so that your boy can just take a trip.
Take a trip.
I'm very selfish about this.
What flights was dragging people a while back?
What was that?
I think that was...
Was it American?
United?
I think it was United. Okay, I'm not sure. Whoever that was should be out of business.
They weren't. I looked immediately after that. Ticket prices was the same.
It's the same?
I was like,
you can't drag nobody bloody like that, man, and not just give away free free trips, bro.
I was out here trying to sell me open bags of chips. That's what that is. It needs to be half off.
No. Curling is a sport. It's a sport just because, one, it has teams and it scores and they compete. It is not a very popular sport. However, I do think one thing that they've led to, I think we need to begin to start conquering curling. I think I need to look into it. It's real life shuffleboard, and then we need to take and do one of the few things that Americans have done well in the past, and that is take over stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's benefited some of us in the past, and so I think we need to look into that. I think we need to start with street curling, right? We can't get too quick on the skates, but if you get street curling, because it doesn't need a lot of equipment,
right?
So what's one of the
it's
good
not
things
even skates,
always
though.
Enter It's not skates?
No, they...
It's not skates.
No.
It's
they're
not
just
skates.
Not, they're just not... Which is
it's
shoes.
Like probably some, probably kind some of, type of shoes. Some type curling of, shoes.
Honestly, it might even just be like an attachment to a
Bro,
shoe.
If you put curling stuff basic on the streets in the inner cities, watch yourself.
Fight's gonna break out. Fight's gonna break out.
But there's gonna be one, two Deontay's gonna come through. Yeah, there's right. gonna be a Shamel who come through and yep. get a scholarship. And it's going to be a game changer, yo.
And the
street curling,
will
bro.
Also be clean.
Come on, chim chiminy.
Dual purpose.
Dual purpose, baby. That's what we're talking about here. Curling.
Yeah, they're called curling brooms.
Curling brooms.
Curling brooms.
You know, footage is a sport. So, I mean, curling. Any, if you get gold medal, I'm definitely going to call you a sport. You're not elite, in my opinion. I do.
Yeah, I would never pay to watch you.
Yeah, but no. you are a tier three sport. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Three.
You're calling above tier three?
No.
Oh,
is there less?
Oh, I don't have three. I wasn't going to go. Okay. That's the bottom of the barrel. Right. It's a lot of people down there.
Yeah. Curling's down there with like foosball and like skee ball arcade games. That's what I feel like curling is, just a giant arcade game.
It's whatever dart is.
It's real life shuffleboard.
Yeah,
real life
shuffleboard.
It's crazy. I can't believe it made it into the Olympics.
Well, there's a lot of things that shouldn't really be in the Olympics, in my opinion.
The Winter Olympics, to me, is already crazy.
Did you know there's an Atlanta curling club?
No, I did not.
We gotta look this up.
We gotta look into this. Yo, if somebody knows somebody on the Atlanta curling team, hit us up, man. We'd love to come check y'all out.
I would, because I'll be...
Hey, that's the next move. We gotta find a curling club. Ooh, and just go curling.
Go check it out.
Then I will not say what I was about to say.
4th and 10 challenge. You heard it here. Yeah. Curling.
I always thought I'd be good at curling.
Let's keep it moving. Not a lot of running involved. You ain't gotta jump that high.
Perfect.
Fantastic. You don't sweat.
I can wear a sweater. Look cool in a sweater.
Can I be the guy that yells?
No, you gotta play.
You gotta pull.
No, no. There's the guy that like guy pushes that the yell. Stone and then just yells.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And I was like, I could do that.
Somebody got some blows on the stone.
There's a blower?
No, I hope not.
No way. This is getting weird, right? Let's keep it moving.
I hate this episode.
Topic number 8. Reboy, woo! Nature Boy Ric Flair. I hope he's doing okay. I haven't checked on his status. But he did get a chance to talk to SportsCenter recently. He said that his Mount Rushmore of wrestling. So shout out specifically to people who watch wrestling, who daddy watched wrestling, who if there were any girls who was, you know what I'm saying, big into wrestling back in the day, especially when it was in his prime. Especially WWF, WCW, classic wrestling, in my opinion. He says that his Rushmore of wrestlers, Hulk Hogan, The Rock, himself, Nature Boy Ric Flair,
woo!
And Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, fairly newer generations to a degree, Ric Flair, and Hulk Hogan. That is his Rushmore, so I'm taking it to the people. 4th and 10, David Perdue, Nathan Owens, who is your Rushmore of wrestling?
Alright,
here we go. Take us back to the high school days.
Ric Flair is definitely on there.
Okay.
The Rock,
Pause for a second. Just to be clear, we're talking in a sense of who you would pay to see, who you wanted to be.
Ric Flair, woo, okay. Rock, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Okay.
Absolutely, those two. Then, you know who my guy was? Goldberg. Goldberg.
To the left. Don't know what that was. He a Georgia Bulldog?
You don't remember Goldberg?
No. Why did he say go dog?
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. We got to start over.
That don't really look like his attitude back in the day.
He played football for.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a linebacker. Yeah.
Goldberg played football. Yeah.
Also, easiest wrestling move to do.
Guys. Look at that.
Yeah.
What a little glitter will do.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then four,
Big
Rey Mysterio.
Ooh, that is the most interesting round. Rey Mysterio. I was expecting.
You gotta have a little guy in there.
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Goldberg. I used to try to do the Hurricanrana.
But you want to be curling? Wait a minute. Now you can't be over here jumping off ropes.
I said I used
stones.
To be. I know where I'm at now.
Rey Mysterio, Ric Flair, Goldberg. Who was your fourth one again?
The Rock.
All right, Nathan Owens. Who is your Mount Rushmore of wrestling?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
I'm going nowhere.
Not just because of we could do best wrestlers in Marvel movies.
I'm about to say it's just because he's an
Macho
movie.
Man Batista. Anyway, Macho Man Randy Savage. Dusty Rhodes is number two.
Dusty with the elbow.
Dusty Rhodes. He was the greatest hype man. He literally said, "My butt is not." He said, "I'm not. I don't look like the athlete of today." And he goes, "My belly's too big, and my butt's too wide." But I've seen hard times, brother.
Rhodes.
I was like, "Man, that's
what there I want.
That's who it is."
If I could just keep me a gal who likes wide butts and big bellies.
Also, Dusty Rhodes. They tried to push him out of WWE. They made him wear polka dots
for
the last few years.
I remember that face.
They made him. They were like, we're done with you. And he was like, I don't wear polka dots. I don't care.
Yeah.
Confidence. Andre the Giant.
Okay.
Is on there.
Okay.
And then Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Slash Hollywood Hogan.
Okay. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Dusty Rhodes, and
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Guys, these lists.
To a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah.
These are pretty interesting, guys.
My list is weak.
That's it. David, I was not going to say it on the air, but off air.
Rey Mysterio, the little guy.
Goldberg, bro.
Goldberg.
You know we don't like glitter in this house, man. What's wrong with you? Just be always in your
Goldberg's
your
the
shirt.
Second best Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, they're just.
Yeah, stop it. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean nothing. He was the first man probably rock that romper. But let's get into it. So, number one, Ultimate Warrior. Guys, let's talk about facts. Ultimate Warrior would come through and shut the whole party down. Okay? A. B, I got to give it to my man, Bret the Hitman Hart. Okay? Bret the Hitman Hart. Woo, sharpshooter. Let's go. I think number three for me, I think there was just something you just can't top with the persona of The Rock. There was something. He was on my the few years on my way out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this man is fool. This man, you can't smell. Woo, candy.
Anytime I got cramp in my eye,
bro.
Smell it a little bit.
The candy.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the song Wyclef. I remember that.
And he's got movies now. And so,
Scorpion King.
Yes, come on now. And so the fourth person, it was a toss up for me, but I'm probably gonna go. I've got to go Shawn Michaels.
Wow.
Shawn Michaels was my man. It was him or Hulk Hogan, but you know, Hulk Hogan be out here talking too much. So if he would have just stayed a quiet racist, I would have gave him a fourth. But you can't be on Mount Rushmore and be an out loud racist. So that's my HBK.
Yes, you can. Mount Rushmore. Yes, it's right.
I think it's
how you get on top.
Have your own people.
Yes.
Beat it.
Pretty outright.
Sorry, Obama. So that's it. That's it right there. Let us know your Mount Rushmore.
I do. I want to throw out some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Just to see what you guys... So, Sting.
Yep.
Okay.
That is an honorable mention.
That is an honorable mention.
Okay. The Iron Sheik.
Nope. Not my... You're putting Sting. No.
Okay.
Not the Iron Sheik.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Who else you got?
Honorable mentions? I was going to put British Bulldog in that bad boy.
Dallas Page.
DDP? Diamond
Dallas
Page. Bruh, The Undertaker?
The Undertaker.
Who's 60?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Dan, what's your four?
Give it to us.
Yeah, definitely Undertaker. Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
Then Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ooh, Stone Cold definitely shows up
there. Kane, because he just never got the love.
Nobody had Mankind.
Or who's the guy that with the sock?
That's Mankind.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you went by another name too.
He had to take five names.
Okay.
He was like, hey dude, he was Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Mick Foley. Like, that's who I remember.
Yeah. He was
none
I don't
of
think
us,
he's healthy.
We didn't even pick Booker T.
He was the one that did like the breakdance.
He was just the black boy.
Who was that? The
Dudley Boys? Oh, right.
Yokozuna?
Rafiki.
Oh, that was just the new one.
He just sit on your face, though.
He would. That was disgusting.
I was like, what?
Who is getting that much pay in that contract?
He's had all them dimples, too, bro.
Oh, dimple. Although, if you don't know, his booties have a lot of dimples. That's just important to know.
Was only dimples.
But nobody should be touching
literally,
dimples.
Literally, like, I was like, the only reason why he can do that is because there's a little breathing pocket.
He had, like, a large thong on, and his cheeks out.
His cheeks out, bro. And our parents just let us watch.
I would not sign a contract to fight. If I would, I'd be like, you may not use your special move on me. You may not put your booty juice on me, bro. You want to talk about a wounded
sweating.
You want to talk about a wounded nose, bro.
One of the Dudley Boys.
Dudley Boys crazy, bro.
Dudley Boys. I'm thinking about tag teams too.
Oh, yeah, who are the
Hardy
two?
Boys.
The Hardy Boys.
Dudley Boys.
Oh my gosh, the Hardy Boys were.
Oh my goodness,
Hardy Boys were.
They were fantastic. Sorry, we had to fan out for a quick set of wrestling.
I forgot how much I like wrestling.
Goldberg. Woo.
Yeah. I like 90s wrestling a lot.
Classic. Yes.
But like new millennium wrestling.
Oh, no.
It's not the same.
Once like the NWA and like all of it, the fracturing
NWA.
Started happening.
Triple H.
Triple H is an honorable mention for sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't put him on my Rushmore because I hate him so much.
I respect that.
I get that. I never liked him.
He is an honorable mention for sure.
Yeah.
That's it. Let us know. Let us know your Mount Rushmore wrestling. That's another good list. We're intrigued to see who you put in that top four for sure.
Hall of Fame.
Let us know. Try to take down.
You know, Donald Trump's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
We can.
Is he?
Next topic.
Why is he just all over the place?
Well, you know.
He got dabbled. Stone Cold stunned.
He did.
He did.
In one of those things. Yeah.
Wow. So. We're in Stone Cold right now. We could use a good stun. Just come out of here.
Just have him run.
Oh my god.
Just off the jet. Just
Yeah, you used to do that in school. But you tried to do it in school.
Yes, brother.
Bro, I'll fight you, bro. Yo, I remember getting somebody tagging around my neck. I was like, it was a small bro, like, and he just like slipped off my head. And I was like, you know, that'll work.
I think that's what they women messed out on. Is y'all just fighting
just randomly.
Just fighting. Ladies, if you were trying to put your lip gloss on in seventh grade,
and all of a sudden somebody got you right in there. I don't know what.
Rock bottom of you, girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm rock bottom after school.
Bruh. Oh my goodness. Boys are dumb. Let's keep moving.
We're super dumb.
Yo,
try to jackknife the kickmate.
Y'all missing this video,
he
yo.
Did actually kickmate in the knee.
With boots on,
and I'm gonna try to jackknife powerbomb him later.
I almost killed my brother with powerbomb.
Oh my goodness. Can't hurt the knee, can't hurt my heart. Next topic.
Jake the Snake. Did we say Jake the Snake?
Nobody said Jake the Snake. Mention. Nobody said Roddy Piper.
Hackshaw Jim Duggins.
I think we're just naming wrestlers now.
We like
there's no more honorable mentions.
There's a couple.
These That's are just one. People on the video.
People
game.
Are gonna tweet us. And
Jake the Snake's in the Hall of Fame. No, and the documentary on
he's
Netflix
solid.
Is
he's solid. He's solid. But if you start throwing out names, it gets real weird. Like Mr. Perfect. He's like, all right, take it down. Take it down. Lex Luger, though. Shout out. Let's go.
Next topic. We're going to talk a little bit college recruiting. Mm. You know, we can jump to that.
We do.
Former Boston College player Jamal Anderson talked about getting illegally recruited by Boston College. In a video obtained by TMC Sports, shows him as an underage recruit taking shots, getting lap dances from strippers. And that's just happening at Boston College. Boston mm-hmm. College. And then, so is this crazy big deal or is this... Yes, we knew it. Jamal Anderson, move along.
Did he even go to Boston College?
Yes.
He ended up going there?
He did, so whatever they did worked.
Okay. No, this isn't... why hasn't the shoe dropped yet that, like, everything is crazy in college sports and everything's corrupt? We know it. We all know it. You know, have you seen... He Got Game? You ever seen He Got Game? Anybody ever seen He Got Game?
No.
Oh man, I see this. Great Spike Lee movie. It's just about what's the dude's name? Jesus Shuttlesworth. Ray Allen. Denzel. Mm-hmm. But that recruiting, that whole recruiting process scenes in the movie, I was like, something they had to get that from somewhere.
You know, it's always got truth in it. You know, underage recruits taking shots and getting lap dances from strippers, presumably in hopes of landing the players' commitments to the program. It's unfortunate. I mean, I don't think it's any surprise if you keep up with sports and you know a little bit about college, you know, recruitment and things of that nature. I mean, I think they should shut, you know, like definitely put effort into that. Stop putting effort into the wrong stuff. I feel like rules, replays, not paying players, all that dumb stuff. You got coaches over here stealing, bribery. You got, you know, underage drinking. You got all type of probably just nonsense, a lot of disrespect towards women. You got a lot of things going on to recruit some 17-year-old knucklehead over here who ain't really worried about your school long term. You ain't really worried about his education. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. And it's unfortunate. I think that's probably the main thing. It's just another reminder. It's just like, yo, let's put the effort. This is one thing. You know, you think about Rick Pitino. You know what I'm saying? Just other week here about the allegations and just a lot of stuff. Just a lot of nonsense they got to get nipped in the bud with NCAA for sure.
Because the thing is, high school seniors are idiots. That's the plain fact. If you have a kid who is close to that age, you know, if you have brothers that are close to that age.
I was a brilliant mind. I was very smart.
they're just dumb. And unfortunately, it works. I think that's what's really unfortunate about this story is that strippers and alcohol and the promise of female attention will get most recruits. Because that's what high school guys, that's a lot that's in your head at the time, especially if you're into sports.
That's so dumb because it's like you can get that. Why did you get that at Boston College? Like I'm like, yo, go. I'm not gonna. I'll just say this: Boston College is probably got terrible strip clubs. Like every
it's just so cold.
What I'm trying
in
to say is if that's the thing that draws everybody, every college basketball player should be going to Georgia State. That's all I'm gonna say. If it's good enough for Drake, it should be good enough for you. That's what I'm saying.
Is that your recruiting motto?
Yeah, Drake has referenced Georgia State several times about the women in Georgia State.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's good enough for Drake, you're going to go to Boston College? He ain't never said nothing about girls at Boston College.
Well, no disrespect to any strippers, but, like, that's just not even... That ain't even enticing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... This is what I'm saying.
Please.
So, one is... Because I'm about long term. So, short term, this was a fun party.
Yes.
That lasted a couple hours. Now I'm about to commit off of some girl who does not care about me for at least a year. If not more, well, we're talking football, for at least really 2 years because you're finna red shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of, you know what I'm saying?
That was a really good lap dance.
Yeah, so like, no, I'm just saying like that's a silly thing to me that has, but again, that's a testament to playing on guys' dumbness. I was like, hey. Yeah.
We're not smart.
Let's have a little booty dance real quick. Is that what they call it? Booty dance? Is that still a thing? Sock hops, booty dances. And then you know,
lap
you just,
dance would have done fine.
You go to our school. Nobody really says lap. Nobody's focusing on the lap.
It's in your lap.
Well, no, the lap is just the location.
Yeah, yeah, but nobody's focused on the lap. That's a passive voice. The active voice is the booty. So, like, that's, I just want to help everybody out. Like, so don't.
No one's ever heard to a booty dance.
I think you should.
Excuse me.
If you go to a strip club and took her, I like a booty dance from her. They're going to be like, hey, man, you got to get up out of here.
Can you get just one booty dance, please?
How much are booty dances going for around here? I mean, tell me, it's $20 for a booty dance. My day was $10 for a booty dance. You know, dances are crazy.
I'm not driving. Give me two booty dances.
Yeah, inflating booty dances.
The lap isn't doing anything. That's all I'm saying.
Lap dance sounds
classier.
The lap
is the location.
Classier? I think we can put class
you
on
said
this
booty. It is class.
Everybody's pro booty.
I'm pro booty.
Okay.
I'm not pro booty dance. I'm not calling it that.
All right. I see. Somebody let me know. Look, if you know a stripper who's working hard and trying to do her best, or he's doing his best, whatever, let us know how you feel about booty dance versus lap dance. That could be. We should do a poll. Nate's going to do a poll for us tomorrow.
I'm not going to do that poll. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let everybody. I'm usually like, oh, that's silly. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that poll.
He doesn't like this episode. You didn't hear the review?
Yeah, I'm just so uncomfortable with the
booty dance.
You've referenced too much.
Too much.
And I got a car ride back with you.
Hilarious. You guys heard it here first. Booty dance is going to become a new thing. Hashtag, let's go. Last topic here. We're here. More booty. No, I'm joking. We're going to talk about cows. All right. We've been on fire here. A cow got out up in New York. I think it started in Queens, New York. And it got eventually on a soccer field. That's why we talk about sports. It was like, what a sports related about this cow getting out. The best thing about it, when it got to the soccer field, was that the cops tried to give it hay. And he was like, nah, bro, I don't want your hay.
Yeah.
I don't think you've researched cows that well.
No, because hay is for horses.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And cows are not horses.
they are as scary as horses.
This is true.
They can't move as fast.
Cows. But. So we talked about recently, a few months ago maybe, about, David, you saw, what animal did you see in your car, in your driveway? Remember that?
I've seen a deer.
You was in the car,
very
right,
close.
Texting or something?
Very close.
I have never, well, that's not true. One time I saw a cow up close where I could touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told a story in the podcast before about when I used to work in a facility in Texas and I had to chase girls. I had to catch them in a facility.
Say more.
let me keep going. That was a comma. So they had tried to run away. There were facilities who had, you know, abuse, neglect, and they had to stay at the facility. And so they tried to run away. And so we had to chase. We hopped into the van. Long story short, we had to drive through a pasture. And so the windows are down. We're looking for the girls, and literally cows are trying to poke their heads into our minivan while we're driving. I'm a 19-year-old sophomore, junior, whatever I was at the time, studying journalism, chasing girls in pastures, almost getting licked by cows. This was not a good time for me. Cows are, let me be very clear, because that's too general. Large animals are and should be feared and respected.
Yes.
Let that be known now.
Especially cows.
Especially cows.
See, you act like cows are like, can't hurt you.
Bruh.
Cows.
Kick.
Yeah.
You.
A fall. Like, quick. Cows. Yeah. You ain't moving a cow.
But I've seen so many videos of people just get kicked by a cow.
By cows or horses?
Both.
I've never seen a cow kick.
What do you say? I don't want to give away your bit. They're just like
No, horses are terrifying.
They're too big.
Fast cows. They're too big and they're too active. Their faces are too active.
Their faces are too. What? Apparently, they're very smart too. Cows are incredibly intelligent.
They are.
Okay. I don't know anything about that.
I went attempted cow tipping once.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Gosh, no, it doesn't. It's just unfortunate.
What is that even?
I knew there was going to be some white boy prank going to pop up again.
So what is cow tipping? Explain to people what cow tipping
is. So the idea of cow tipping is the legend that cows sleep standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go while they're asleep and push them. And they fall over.
And then they wake up and attack you.
So
you just seen Cars 1?
this is way before Cars. Mm-hmm. So I was at my cousin's in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. This already sounds bad.
They're
Are you an adult in this story?
No. We're maybe middle school.
Okay. All right.
You're definitely middle school. This is very like Jackass Nathan.
Oh, boy.
This show. I'm not calling myself. I mean, I was, but the show.
I got you.
As long as you know.
Steve-O.
So we already hopped the electric fence to get into the pasture.
Which was off.
Which was, well, I hope it was off.
It wasn't off.
It wasn't. We found out it wasn't off on the way back. We jumped it to get in there. And then what we realized very quickly, cows sleep laying down like every other animal in the animal kingdom. I don't know why we thought that cows would just never lay down. Like their legs are just always. And so we went up to one that we thought was asleep. And they just, they have like a hiss. Mm. They have a hiss and like a huff and like a grunt.
Bruh.
And then I took off.
Bruh.
Yeah. Here we go, Nate.
I took off running. And then I almost, I found the gate. I climbed over the gate. Cousin wasn't so fortunate. He tried to hurdle the electric fence. The thing is, the cow never moved.
He was just like, hey.
But in our head, the cow was right behind us. Barreling down. So I jumped the fence. What else? Cows don't care about a fence. They're going through that fence if they really want to.
I'm going to get you if I want you.
Yeah. So
they're related to bulls.
We just got scared by a little sweet dairy cow. And then my cousin got minor electrocution. And that was the end of my cow tipping
adventure.
Have
we met this cousin?
Yes. Yep, Johnson City.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the same one that he's currently hunting Sasquatch. So that's one of his hobbies right now. Real squatchy territory up there.
He probably was all fine until he got electrocuted. Then his brain just turned something out. Sasquatch is real.
Cow tipping. This is out here.
Cow tipping.
Hard working cows about to be butchered for delicious, you know, Five Guys. And you over here trying to push it down while trying to take a nap.
I still don't know why it never registered in my head that
they will lay down.
It never raised any red flags that maybe cows lay down. Maybe.
Well, somebody's had to done it before, right?
Sure, yeah, I'm sure.
Like it's probably, I'm pretty sure that maybe they nap or they stand still long enough for somebody to do it.
Something.
It's happened. The point is, it's dumb.
Dumb.
It's very, very dumb.
Cows are huge. You know how probably hard you probably got to push this cow?
You definitely have to tackle it.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Full force. Like,
7th grade weak arm and naked arms over here.
That's how highly you thought of yourself even back then. I'm trying to put over a 2-ton cow or however big. I don't know how big they are.
Pretty big. I don't know, like an elephant.
Yeah.
2-ton? Like a Volkswagen.
A ton? Maybe a ton. 2,000 pounds? They're probably 2,000 pounds.
Maybe 2,000 pounds. But how much is a ton? Tons are 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, I don't know if they're a ton. Don't Google. We're going to use our brains.
I really want to Google that.
No,
now.
Don't Google that, man. I'm
not just going to
let the people. Let the people tell us when they listen.
I don't need to wait 24 hours.
We don't need
to know how much cows weigh. I have a computer in my pocket.
I need to know now.
Have some mystery in your life.
Your mom taught you stuff. Just use your cerebellum, brother.
We didn't go over cow weights in homeschooling, which does sound like something you would go over in homeschooling. We didn't cover dairy and cows and farming.
Ugh, that's it. We'll find it. Somebody let us know.
Yeah, somebody let us know.
Well, we're not sure. We're going to use our brains and not go to our phones.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to tell us. Who
definitely
knows the information? We might find out a dairy farmer. He might listen to the podcast.
There we go.
All right, then I won't say anything when I look it up.
Okay. New millennials. That's it. We did it.
It's over.
That's
all
it.
10 topics.
We did it.
The 10 biggest topics in the sports world today.
You heard it first.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Real quick, October 27th is our next 4th and 5.
Come
we
on.
Just completed the lineup. It's killer.
Fire.
Once again. This will definitely be the best one we've ever done in October. Mm. I'm very confident.
That makes sense.
Saying
that.
That feels good.
Feels good.
So we're doing that, guys. Come out. Of course, once again, Relapse Theater. We'll put all the information on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Be sure to follow us on all of our various social media platforms.
Yeah.
Once again, I am Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I'm Owens.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DUEORDIE or my website, DavidDuComedy.com. Real quick, just want to plug. I'm doing a show this Saturday. If you're in Atlanta, this Saturday, I'm going to be at Relapse Theater. It's Morehouse College Homecoming, and I put together 3 other amazing Morehouse College alum who are also comedians called the Undercrown Kings of Comedy. I thought that was very clever.
That's pretty good.
Very clever. I didn't think of it. But anyway, we're at Relapse Theater.
It's you didn't take the credit for that.
Nope, because somebody will investigate. Damn. Anyway, 7 p.m. It's a dope show. We got an article written by ComedyHype.com and all that stuff, so it's pretty cool. Check that out.
Get at me on Twitter, man. DAMONJR. Again, appreciate you guys always listening. Me and Nathan Owens, while David's doing his thing with the Underground Kings, we'll be in Marshall, North Carolina, doing a little show up there at the Good Stuff. Come holler at us, man. Check us out. We'll have, good smiles, good jokes. It'll be a good time. Good Stuff, Marshall, North Carolina. If you're in that area close, if you know people, come holler at me and Nathan Owens. But as always, we appreciate you guys so much
for
listening.
I'll give you a whole side hug.
Boom.
You already got a mean side hug.
Ooh, that's juicy.
That's all we got, guys. #4th10. Come back next week.
Holla.
Peace.